What up, what up, what up? You already know SRT is back, and I'm pretty sure you are already familiar with the sound as we are live from the penthouse, 300 floor overlooking Atlanta Station. Sports Roundtable Season 2 back in the penthouse. And I got the crew with me. By the way, this episode 43, Faux Trey. In case you didn't know, I am your host, producer, and engineer, Big Ho from Bankhead, the Bankhead legend. And I got the crew bringing it all the way back from Bama, Mr. D. Will. What up, homie?
Yes, sir. What's happening? I'm back.
Yeah, and of course, you already know.
That's my intro.
Uh-oh. That's your intro.
Yeah, say that for me. Don't get Steve the dogs. There you go.
I got Mr. Sports Superhero, Mr. Hancock. What up, homie?
What's up, homie? Let's go save some folks, baby.
There you go, man. Miss you, man. Y'all been good.
Been away, baby. I'm good and tan.
The hiatus is over.
Let's do it.
And you already know we got the diamond of the crew, the jewel of sports. Miss Tiffany, what up?
The jewel of sports is in the building. I'm back with my fellas. I missed y'all so much. Man, I missed y'all. Oh, my gosh. I was having withdrawals.
And you already know this how we do it on the other show. We do it like this right here. Check this out. My main man. Let me get it for the girls. Get it. Slick Money, what up?
What up, Ken Folk? HR3, superhero, D-Jizzle.
Yes, sir.
Jewel of Sports.
Slick Money.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Who was that third member? You said HR3.
Is it HR3 or HM3?
He named a new member.
Well, he won't be getting much playing time this year. So he going to join the crew probably mid-season. But HM3, so good to see you in the house.
Appreciate it, bro.
I see you tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe we can get Steve and D. Will to join us.
No.
Them Negroes don't want to talk about love and relationship.
I watch Love and Hip Hop. That's enough.
If you're watching the wrong channel.
I go home every night. That's enough.
Boy, y'all out of time.
Well, good to see y'all, man. I'm glad to have y'all back in the building.
Sir.
Man, I see you rocking that Tennessee tight.
Yes, and I see D. Will rocking that Bama hat.
Bama!
In the building.
Yeah, man. Also want to give a shout out, man, to my main man, Mr. Chad.
What up, Chad?
He's doing his thing, man. He bringing the camera, the lights, camera, action up in there tonight.
We in the studio with the lights,
hey,
for sure.
We got to charge Chad for this. For real. I hope he got my cell number right.
Yeah.
Chad, get a pin, baby. 404-661-0342.
Yes, hey, tell
we're charging something. You for bringing these cameras in here.
Hey. You just gave out your number. Every female listener that like you about to call you.
Ain't no woman going to call me because I'm too old.
Boy, stop.
If she called me, she better be white.
See?
I'm just joking. We just having fun. That's all. Merry Christmas.
See, he always got to go flying off the cuff somewhere.
I'm teasing, joking. Goodness. This is comedy.
Hey, they get to see how good I look now, though.
Yeah, you are handsome, dude.
I appreciate it.
Get that beard
got,
trim.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little ruggedness going on right now.
That's a Bama. That's a Bama thing, seriously. Yeah. A lot of prisons down there. A lot of prisons in Bama.
Hey, slow up now.
Ah, there you go.
That's why we win championships.
In prison?
Not last year.
Oh.
That's down in Tallahassee, baby.
Slammed
up. Hey, the dog. Hey, the sun shines on the dog every now and then.
Roo, roo, then. Roo,
roo. Roo.
Hey, but I do have to let everybody know that we are glad to be back. New and improved. We're doing big things. We will be on ATL. Is it Stream ATL?
Yeah, StreamATL.net.
StreamATL.net. So look forward to that. But I do have a surprise from loyal listeners to you two guys.
Wow.
Y'all been on hiatus.
Oh, yes, wow.
Yes. And middle way.
The loyal listeners wanted us to play this for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Welcome back.
There you go. Hey.
Your dreams were your ticket.
Y'all should stand up and dance. Yeah.
No.
Welcome back.
That's okay.
is that case?
I don't even know
what's his name. What's the rapper's
welcome
name?
Welcome back, Cotter, man. I know that was long before your time.
Who?
Welcome like back, who? Cotter.
Hart, what's the rapper that had that song? Too?
That was BC before cable.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't born then. Yeah,
Steve, what's the rapper that had that song in the background? Was it Mace?
Welcome back.
It was Mace.
Welcome,
yeah, I think somebody did.
Mace had that song. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That was too much for you, D. Will.
Yeah, that was a little bit over my head.
You see, he's over here looking.
I got you, D. Will. That was a good thing.
Hey, you should. I looked at Hancock like, what that is.
How old are you, D?
34.
I'm
an 80s baby,
that's
man.
That's a great age.
80s babies, yeah, in 80s the house. Yeah.
Wow, that's cold blooded. Slick Money, D. Will, Miss Tiffany, the Jewel of Sports, and we got sports superhero, Mr. Hancock. We finna go ahead and run down on this list. We got the, in case you missed it, just a few things in case you missed it that happened. We got this old live roundtable discussion that we're going to talk about NFL and college football. And we're going to jump into the word on the street, of course, with Miss Tiffany.
Yeah.
And we got our Mighty Dog picks. That's what Slick like.
Mighty Dog?
That's what they call this year, the Mighty Dog.
Mighty Dog.
That
was just my intro when y'all came to visit Slick.
Well, it's going to be only one pick this year.
Just one pick? Just one pick
a week? It's going to have to be a lock.
It better lock up.
Better be locked.
Yeah.
So that is the rundown on the show. So I guess we can go ahead and get started with In Case You Missed It.
Yeah.
Guess what, y'all? Michael Sam made the team.
No, he ain't get cut.
I told y'all he would. Yeah. I told y'all he would, yes.
Why you want him
I know
to
you
cut?
Seen him sack Johnny Manziel, throw up the money sign, and throw cut? That junk in the trash.
He's a good athlete.
I didn't think he was going to make it. He made it,
got one sack all preseason.
Why would y'all think he wouldn't make it? The dude can ball.
What did he do in preseason to make the team?
It's all about him being gay. That's what that's about.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think it was all gay.
I don't think so.
How could you be the second? How could you be the second best player in the SEC? And you can't make it in the NFL.
Who said he was the second best player in the SEC?
It wasn't even
he
that.
Was a runner.
He won the
numbers that St. Louis had.
Yeah.
They got a number of linemen.
And SEC? Exactly.
That's what kind of scared me. I didn't think
so. So you're saying he won SEC Defensive Player of the Year and he was the last person picked in the draft?
His draft stock fell because he was gay. But he still can play some football.
He was the last person picked
in the last round.
I always thought he would make St. Louis' team.
Only had one problem with him. That was when he was eating cake out of that boy's mouth. That's the only thing. I couldn't deal with that.
But Steve,
that
when you're gay, that's what you do.
No, I don't. That's the only thing that really bothers me.
What bothers me now is that ESPN is basically making a story about when he showers and when he showers with the other men. Like, and it's really ridiculous to the point where somebody on the Rams team told them, okay, it's not a big deal when he showers. Can y'all go somewhere with this mess?
So they put him in his own shower?
Well, no, he honestly hasn't even really been showering with the team because he's still been doing later workouts, or he's been going.
So he showers when everybody's gone?
Not actually when everybody's gone, but he showers like after the majority of everybody's showers because he's still actually doing a little workout while the rest of them go in. But
he's doing that workout on purpose.
Right, exactly.
But he's doing the right thing, though.
He doesn't want to cause any controversy. Right.
Absolutely.
I think it was one anonymous Ram or something.
They didn't mention the name,
but he had some issues with him showering or something like that. So.
Yeah. Really? But if he got somebody at home, he's not worried about the people in the shower.
Like, you never know.
Well, I mean, come on, seriously.
I mean, you never know. I mean, y'all are men. Y'all don't care about if you got somebody at home. Let's be real.
All right. Really, I don't like gays. Really?
Let's
period.
Be real.
That's just how it is with me. I don't like them.
But
that's
just my opinion. I thought we was on the air and we supposed to be censored on what we're saying.
I kept it PG-13. I just gave my opinion. You're
just not politically correct.
I don't care about being political. I'm not running for office. You don't have to like me. I don't care.
D. Will.
Well, I think you just accomplished that.
Thank you. Hey. In text talk, how they say IDK. I don't know. And IDC. I don't care. CNB. Care nothing about it.
Well,
I tell you what.
Can we go
you
forward?
You can mark that box. That one checked.
Hey, in other news, y'all.
You shouldn't have made the team.
Wow.
Hey.
Speaking of St. Louis, for the second time, y'all already know what I'm about to say.
Yeah, Bradford.
Sam Bradford is out for the year.
And his Rams career is finished.
I think NFL career.
Yeah, NFL career is over. Yeah.
Hey, but hey, Sam Bradford don't care because he was the last one to get paid.
Yeah, he got
he don't
paid.
Care. He got $50 million.
He got paid to do nothing.
He's the reason why there's no big guarantee.
Exactly.
Some money for the. It's
the we need to call it the Sam Bradford salary cap.
They just verified that.
Oh, absolutely.
That was awful.
They wasted so much money on him.
Yeah. Oof. And in local news, Mike Johnson out again for the second year for the Falcons offensive line. And Sam Baker is out once again for the second year in a row.
That's going to be a lot of sacks.
And Steven Jackson hurt again.
Like, really? Again?
So did he ever get healthy?
Glass man.
Probably not.
Does that equate to an 8-8 season? Or
8-8 would be good.
South is going to be strong.
Yes, I mean, man.
Tampa Bay is going to move up. They're going to be better.
Yes, they definitely are.
Carolina depends on if they can get any offense. Defense is going to be strong.
Right. Man.
Always.
And we already know what's going to happen with New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a good team.
Always.
Right.
So Atlanta's got their work cut out.
Atlanta's really still looking like they're
going to be in fourth place in the division. Always.
Four stop.
Does Cam injury hurt them?
It does. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. It does. Yeah, because he's mobile quarterback. Yeah, he's part
gotta,
of the rushing game.
Yeah, he's
so got
to manage that pain because with that pain, he can't.
Do you trust McCown as the starter in Tampa?
Yeah, I do because Levy's going to play it close to the vest. They're going to run the football, and he has big receivers. That's the thing. I think they got the biggest core of receivers, counting tight end. Mm-hmm. They're huge, man.
Yeah, they run it.
But I'm saying, Lovey did it with Rex Grossman. He can do it with this guy.
That's what I'm
exactly.
saying.
Exactly.
So run the football, yeah.
Lovey Smith and coach a football
defense.
Team.
He doesn't have that Bears defense that he had.
No,
but he has
got a
formidable defense that's going to compete.
And what they do with that Tampa 2, save his play back.
Exactly.
Keep everything in front and just try to
does
keep
Doug
it.
Martin
bend don't break. Bend don't break.
Does Doug Martin come back and have a decent season?
I think he
does. Lovey, I think.
If he can stay healthy.
I think he does. If he stay healthy,
I think you liked him in the fantasy.
Yeah, actually draft him. In one of my league,
did you?
Mike took him in out.
That's
fantasy.
Right. That's
Mike
right.
did. Okay. I took him in another league. Yeah.
Mm. He killed me the year I took.
I had to. I didn't kill.
I had him last year, and he played what 35 seconds.
Basically,
he get hurt in Atlanta.
Basically,
it was like the second or third game he got hurt.
Did he get hurt in Atlanta?
Yeah,
it was Atlanta. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're finna move on to this roundtable discussion because I don't think anything else is. Really interesting. They talking about D Rose and Kyrie may split time at the point starting, and
Kyrie better get all the point guard he can get with the USA team because he won't see the ball in Cleveland.
You think so? You don't
speaking
think
of the USA team, don't Derrick Rose look great?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah and now, but like, now he complained about a little bit of knee soreness. So I'm concerned.
Saying he's gonna have that for the rest of his career. He's never gonna go without knee soreness. So he might as well get used to it. He's gonna have to learn how to tolerate pain and play through that.
Yeah,
but man, he don't look like he missing a beat
for real. Like it don't look like he sat out though. Like,
but
for real.
If you think about it, yeah, he had knee injuries, but that was with isolated areas of his body. He hadn't taken any wear and tear on his body with his type of game. So it's like he really got 2 years off of his body getting worn out.
Right.
So I'm saying Derrick Rose may be my sleeper MVP. And we ain't even into basketball season.
And what's going to help him is now he has somebody he can throw the ball inside to.
He has a squad around him.
He can get Powell can come down, get him 16 to 20 points.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Chicago Bulls, I know we getting way off, but Chicago Bulls, their inside presence, their high-low action that they're going to be able to run with Gibson coming off the bench, man, I'm telling you, Cleveland better watch out.
Hey, Slick. You got a couple of football boys talking basketball.
Right. They jumped right on into it.
You know what's sad? These boys been out 3 months. And they come in and just take over this fourth round table.
Right, they done got all off the schedule. We need to talk about it.
We got to make up for lost time.
I ain't been on this mic in a minute.
Yeah, and D. We'll talk about the Bulls. You can't trust Rose until after January.
I mean, yeah, I'm not.
I truly believe after January we can say this, but he's just injury prone.
I'm with you on that, Slick, because the way he plays his game, the way he always driving the lane, getting hit, I mean, he could get injured in the first month of the season.
And I'm happy for him because, you know, he's a Memphis boy.
Soaking everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, true, but he needs to change his style of play. Because
he's not, though. You see that in the USA. He's not changing.
Still, but you got to remember.
Exactly. But he better watch out because
when he's playing
the
NBA, it's different between his national stuff.
That part, for real.
And that's my thing. I'm looking forward to just seeing in January if he's still – the boys are balling.
Yeah. I agree with you, Slick.
After January, then I can say something about that.
I'm with you, Slick.
All right, let's get all into this roundtable discussion, and we're going to start off in the college ranks.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the top five.
Top five.
Top five. We got Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State. Is that right?
That is correct.
And who's five?
FSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State. Who was five? It was Oregon, Oklahoma, Ohio State, FSU.
No, I'm sorry. FSU. Ohio State is five. Yeah. Oakland is four. Oklahoma is four.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, there we go.
I don't. And that's probably why. Cause
three and four. They flip flopped AP and USA.
Oklahoma shouldn't be there no way.
Yeah. Well. Exactly. Anyway, so we're gonna start with Slick. Out of the top five, what do you see? This year's top five. What is it that you what? When you look at this top five, what does it say to you?
That at least two or three of them won't be there at the end of the season, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Any particular team that you?
Well,
think?
I think Bama bees there because they're in the SEC and they're strong. I think they'll be there. You can't trust Oregon.
Okay.
You can't trust Ohio State because of the quarterback situation.
Okay.
Florida State, it could definitely be there because of the horses and all their pieces is there.
But is it too much pressure for them right now?
Not necessarily. It'd be nice for them to go back-to-back, right, Steve? Yeah. That'd be nice for them to go back-to-back, right?
If it's you.
Yeah.
And you know this, man. Okay.
What, they taking a picture?
Quit stealing my shine. But anyway, honestly speaking, I think out of the five, two make it in and the other three out.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it could be Florida State, Bama, my guy, Ohio State. I still think got a shot.
Okay. Tiffany, what you got?
Out of those five, I'm saying I'm rocking with Oregon. I don't care what y'all say. I think Oregon will be there.
No, Oregon do have the prettiest uniforms.
They off the chain. Oh, yeah.
They'll be number one fashion, in uniforms. So, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Oregon will be number one in my eyes. Ohio State will not be there. They won't be there at all. Alabama will. And I would say that FSU will.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. Good one. I like
Steve,
that.
When you look at the top five, what do you see? What stands out? What's intriguing?
Intriguing is different from what stands out. What stands out to me is that Oklahoma should not be there in the top five. I think everything that they're getting, all these accolades and this recognition, is due to what they did to Alabama in a meaningless bowl game.
Meaningless.
And, you know, you look at the quarterback position they have, the Knight kid, he didn't perform up to his standards, to those standards he showed in that game all year. He didn't do anything
Steve,
all year.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Why is that game meaningless?
Because I don't think – well, when you got teams that play for national championships and they're not there, and that's what Bama normally does, and the bowl games, it's happened before. The same thing happened when they play Utah.
Well, coming from a Bama perspective –
they don't show up for it.
Coming from a Bama perspective – I don't mean to cut Steve out. Coming from a Bama perspective
– right.
We went 11-0.
Right.
And lost – to Auburn in the fashion we lost to Auburn.
Okay.
At that moment, our season ended right there on that field in Jordan-Hare Stadium. I'm going to tell you, if you would have polled our entire team, 75% of them would have told you we don't care if we play this game or not.
Okay.
75% of you.
Right. And what I'm saying is that is fine what you're saying, but that ain't how Oklahoma feels.
Exactly.
That's what you have to understand. Who gives a shit about what Bama feel? Oklahoma's trying to win the game.
But Oklahoma's not that good. That's not the point.
Your question
you don't have to be. Right.
Was about the top five.
What you see?
I'm saying is, Oklahoma, to me, their ranking is based on what they did against Alabama.
One game.
And I don't think it really is what it should be.
Okay.
As far as Oregon, and not to go, I think Oregon's always a good football team, but we see it every year. When it comes down to crunch time, in the trenches, they really just don't measure up. What happens is they're able to spread people most of the time.
Right.
But when they get into those games where they're tight, we've seen Stanford take them out.
Yep.
We've seen Auburn take them out. And both of those teams play a physical brand of football, which is why that Pac-12 always gets the short end of the stick.
Right, absolutely.
They go play physical teams. Alabama, to me, and this is what I was saying to D. Will, I think – they're going to get in – they're right now into that Mike Tyson, Tiger Woods syndrome, meaning they're the big dog that's always looked at to win it all. But I think that mystique is gone. I don't think people come into the stadium worried about them and as scared as they are. That laundry don't mean nothing no more. That big red uniform to them now, I think people come in and say, we can play with anybody in the country. We play with them. They don't scare the people right now. I think that mystique is wearing off.
They ain't got to be scared when they feel that ass whooping. They'll know.
And that's what they got established. But see,
it ain't going nowhere. We had lost.
I'm telling you, from somebody who my team rode high for the longest, Florida State finished in the top five for 14 straight years.
And we were good at those times too.
No, but I'm saying.
So we've never fell off with it.
Nobody
was on probation.
Y'all fell off. For
probation. I just said it. Yeah, probation.
Yeah, fella. Didn't nobody even know where Tuscaloosa was.
Oh, they knew where we was.
They knew where the barbecue place was.
That's it.
That barbecue place.
Well, it was what on the way to. On the way to Tallahassee.
Well, y'all. But y'all was so sorry.
Steve, let me ask you.
Stay ready for a while.
Steve, let me ask you a question. Steve, the Alabama loss, was those back-to-back? Auburn and Oklahoma was back-to-back?
Right.
Yeah, we were 11-0 before that.
But you remember the last time they didn't go to the championship game, they lost to Utah.
Right.
Exactly.
They sure did. That's right.
Yeah. So they don't play in those games.
They don't mean anything.
So you wrapping up?
Yeah, wrapping up.
Go ahead and wrap it up.
Wrapping up with my boys, Florida State, if they're not sitting on their laurels, if they're not resting on what they did, and I don't know if Jimbo can bring it out of them again. I'm hoping, but I'm a fan first.
Right.
Now, my analysis on this, I have to see him. But they do play in the ACC, which is not the SEC, which helps. Right. So that's why I think Florida State has a good shot.
All right, D-Will. Top five, Mr. Bama. What you got? What it look like?
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to just give Florida State their respect. They can be number one because they have so many returning players. They got the returning Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. So I can give them the respect of being number one. All right, that's no argument. Bama number two. Y'all already know how I feel about that. Now, when it comes to number three, Oregon, paper. I'm just sorry. Until Oregon beats somebody one year, since 2010, they got smashed by Auburn. 2011, they got smashed by Stanford. 2012, they got smashed by – have they lost them 3 years in a row?
Stanford every year.
So my thing is, until they show me something, until they can –
they'll show you this year.
They got to step up to a team that hits them in the mouth, and they got to show me something from there. If they win one of those – if they beat a Stanford this year, okay, I'll give Oregon their due. But for right now, with teams outside of the top five, I don't see them being able to go – head to head and smash with even an Auburn at this point. That's Auburn's sitting at number seven. You know, a team that the sleeper is on the outside, that's outside the top five. I'm going with LSU. That's my one team on my schedule this year. And everybody's sleeping on Bama, saying, okay, we got a Bama. Steve said we got a Bama fatigue. I mean, a Bama hangover. They no longer have that mystique. Well, we still got that.
I don't think the mystique is there. I don't think teams are afraid of
They are like still teams. Afraid of us. If you look at – if everybody goes down their schedule, it's one game they're going to schedule. They're going to circle. That's going to be the Bama game.
That's what I'm saying. So instead of running and hiding, they
listen,
say, hey, I'm over here.
Listen, Steve, you know how long they've been doing that? Since 2009.
In these last few years, people
everybody has wanted us.
Only the team that's really been standing up to them over the past few years has been LSU.
And who else on our schedule is what I'm telling you. My point is,
and
the reason I say.
And Texas A&M stand up to them, too.
Well, that's true, too. Johnny.
But they had Johnny Manziel. Yeah. And they didn't stand up to us. Johnny Manziel got hit by his offensive lineman. Ball pops in the air. He catches it, does a 360, and throws a touchdown. That's right. Not standing up. That's
that was just one touchdown.
Up.
He threw some bubbles.
Steve.
But that's the one that won the game.
Steve.
Yeah,
Steve.
He threw some bubbles.
You can score, but can you win? That's
right.
The only game they
But what
won.
He failed to realize, Texas A&M
yeah,
gave people.
For 600 last year.
Yes,
did
he
they
did.
Win? Did you win?
No, they didn't.
No, but
that's all that matters. You can get miss with their stats.
What I was saying is that A&M gave people the recipe how to beat you.
That's last year, but I'm talking about right now, in the top five, with you got to understand, Bama's last two championship runs that we lost. 2009 we won. 2010 we came back with McElroy. Okay? Our last two starting quarterbacks, McElroy and McCarron, won the championship in their first year, unknown with zero starts. Jacob Coker is coming in with the exact same team. Nick Saban's still there. A killer offensive line, the best running attack in the country, and a lockdown defense.
I'm not sure they got the defense they had in those past years. That's what I want to see. If I can see that,
we can move on. We can move on.
Then I said, but without that D, with a new quarterback coming in, Yeldon sometime running the football.
Look out for that boy behind him.
I know. Yeah. The big boy with the braids. Yeah, I saw him.
Now that the Alabama report is finished.
All right. Don't ask me no more questions because you're going to get a little bit of the same.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that was fun. All right, top five for me. What I see is I don't think Ohio State stays, and I don't think Oklahoma stays in the top five. Actually, I'm looking at this schedule, and this team may slip up on some folks. And I actually
this may be the team that slips right on into the Final Four for me, and that's UCLA. They're outside of the top five. They have Oregon, Stanford, and USC at home.
And they could lose all three of those
all
games.
All three of them games.
Right, I understand. Possibly.
Because
right.
The one thing about the Pac-10 is wacky, and we them teams them ain't scared each other. Me and Steve have stayed at 3 o'clock at midnight.
What happens when they go to Pullman? They don't do number throw.
Yeah. And then you're talking about playing what's the Hawaii got in? I mean, Utah's in the league now.
Yeah.
Them games tough, man, late
oh,
night.
Oh, I agree. But
when everybody's asleep, Utah kicking the field goal 1 second.
And we sitting there trying to pull that game.
But I mean, I agree with you saying.
But to support my argument, they got them at home. They don't have to play USC at USC. Right. It's hard to play Stanford, just like you said.
USC is Stanford. At home.
You know,
USC is a home game, basically. You know, they don't have to travel.
But they, you know, with what they got going on in the USC.
Don't tell them that South Central and Berkeley, two different places.
And then you know what's crazy? Hey, Steve, you know what's crazy? Do they play Arizona and Arizona State?
They got
Arizona at Arizona, but they play
See,
Arizona.
That's a tough game. Going to Arizona is a tough game.
Oh, I'm,
and no matter how sorry Arizona is, they get up and play at home late night.
That's why
we done lost too many money, too much money, Steve,
that's why they
late
might,
night.
That's why they might sleep it, though.
And they go to Virginia first game, 21-point favorite.
And that's going to be my pick.
Wow.
Let's see. They got Arizona State, Utah. Let's see there.
And they play Texas.
Yeah, they got
at
Arizona
home.
State at
hey,
home.
That's yards, 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 man.
I'll tell you what, Hobbs, you might have a good sleep. If they run the table, they in, I and think.
They got a heavy schedule.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
they got a heavy schedule.
And you know what's crazy? You said you're sleeper. Did everybody get a chance to sleep? Because my sleep was Louisville.
Yeah, I didn't even say
no,
my
no,
sleep.
No,
I didn't
no,
say
no,
my
no,
sleep.
No, no,
sleep.
No, no,
oh,
we
okay,
ain't got
my
to
bad.
That part
yeah, okay,
yet.
All right.
But
yeah, he was just talking about
it. Okay, I
yeah, but I was just talking about who should have been out and
right, okay.
Actually to be in. But along those lines, when we're talking about if they run the table, we have been hearing talks about how the Pac-12 may actually be better than the SEC.
Yeah, that's the new stuff. That's the new,
that,
that's
what they call that's the
they
that's an SEC fatigue.
Right.
Yeah. And that's exactly and that's, what it is.
This is the, I think, the campaign for
right.
only one SEC team right. getting in the final.
Exactly.
Four.
Yeah, they politicking already.
So,
already.
So since the campaign has started, I'm jumping on that back.
You on the bandwagon?
No, I'm just picking the team.
If you listen,
I'm just picking the team.
Listen
that,
to ESPN.
Yeah.
All the talking heads, all they're talking about is that the Pac-12 is the best conference.
Hey, let me ask you, hold on for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, that's all I've been hearing.
For a second. That four-letter network, cool, but you a talking head.
There you go.
Tell me what you think.
Hey,
I'm
do
SEC
you believe?
To
thank
the
you.
Bone.
Hey, D-Will, honestly talking, the top-tier teams in the SEC are better than the Pac-10 top team. Now, the lower Pac-10 teams might be better than the lower teams in the
and
SEC.
You know why I don't agree with that?
When you're talking about Tennessee and you're talking about Vanderbilt, they play tough at home.
Listen.
But if you got to travel to the West Coast, those teams don't get a win.
If that West Coast team's got to travel to the SEC,
and it's a tough
it's
going to
be the same thing.
Absolutely,
they will
right.
get drugged by a Ole Miss, by Mississippi State.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
the point. See, everybody wants to downplay the lower parts of the East and the Western Conference, saying they're lower tier
yeah.
teams. But they got to play the top. They got to play the best teams
in
the country.
In a,
not their
in
conference.
In and out. Yeah, that's right. I agree.
So I'm saying I think that Vanderbilt at a neutral site will play very well with a Washington or
well,
Arizona
State.
State
and Arizona.
Washington
but that,
exactly.
But, right, I agree with that, but Vanderbilt got a new coach now because they
well, I was using them as an example
because
they've been good last
oh, yeah,
years.
Ain't no doubt about
and
it.
And Harvard, that was a good move for him, too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Ain't
yeah.
no doubt about it. Him
ain't
going
no
to Penn State is a great move.
There ain't no doubt about it. But now I got to get y'all Heisman sleepers now. We go state and college, and we go around and tell me somebody that – will slip up and go to New York that people are not thinking about. We already know about Jameis Winston and Mariota.
Right.
And Brett Huntley from UCLA and Bryce Petty for Baylor, you know.
All QBs.
Yeah, all QBs. So we're going to start this way. And you tell me who may be your Heisman sleeper.
As much as it pains me to say it because we got to see them. The kid, Leonard Fournette, the true freshman at LSU, I think he's going to be a beast because LSU is going to feed him the rock. They're shaky on their quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. They still hadn't named a starter. They're actually saying they're going into the season playing both, and they're going to play him in situational moments. So you know what they're going to be doing a lot of, running. Hiking and handing off. Yep. And this kid's going to get a lot of touches. He is huge.
Right.
Huge. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield. The only thing is, can he pick up those blitz packages from an Alabama or from a Mississippi State or from an Ole Miss? Because Ole Miss probably has the best defensive line in the country. So you got to – can he pick up those nuances of the college game? But stats-wise, he could be in New York.
David Butte will love you for that. All right, yeah. Mr. – all right, Hancock.
I'm saying Todd Gurley.
Okay.
And may not be so much of a sleeper because he's kind of been on the radar, but he's always had the nagging injury or something to hold him out.
Got nagging Georgia.
Something always held him out. But when you look at Todd Gurley, you're looking at a back that can get you between 15 to 2,000 yards. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He's the prototypical NFL running back, right? You know, if you want to have one. The only thing that might hurt him is that Georgia is going to run a lot of different running backs from what I hear. But I think, you know, playing the schedule they play and whatever is going to automatically give him that credence that he's playing against that top-flight competition. All he has to do is have good games. He'll have a good chance to break on the scene against a national game with Clemson, and that could, you know, kind of springboard him into it. Now, that's my sleeper.
All right, Joe, what you got?
I'm going with Connor Cook, Michigan State, the quarterback. He 12-1 and 8-0 in the Big Ten, and I think that he is primed to do some things this year, for sure.
He did his thing against Ohio State last year.
His team gonna be there. That's
an SEC football team.
And listen,
really,
it is.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I can agree with that.
They are.
I can agree with that, Hancock.
Them and Stanford are the closest thing to an SEC football team.
He's right. Wow. Yeah.
You see that?
No, I didn't.
You popular, see. Boy. I like that. You popular.
I didn't see it. Player. You didn't see it? No, I'll catch it in a minute.
All right. Go ahead. Give me your.
Is it my time?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Let's stay in the city of ATL.
Hey.
That's where we are, right, Steve?
That's it, baby.
One of our homegrown. Steve is in high school. I'm going with Mike Davis.
Okay.
Running back, South Carolina on primetime TV. Thursday night, ESPN. No, that's SEC Network.
SEC Network.
That's right. Just as good.
That's ESPN. Yeah, they own it.
They own it. So I'm rolling with Mike Davis as my sleeper from ATL. Steve's in high school. Should get a lot of carries.
That's going to be a good.
The quarterback is
that's
gone.
That's a good pick.
He should touch that ball about 40 times.
Oh, that's
because that football feel like a light breeze.
They say it ain't heavy.
It ain't heavy. So that's who I think will be in New York.
Okay. I am going to go with the – wide receiver / returner Ty Montgomery for Stanford.
Oh, he's good.
Number 7, a speedster. Yeah. You can actually – he's like a Percy Harvin.
Is he fully recovered?
Yeah, he's been cleared. He got cleared Sunday.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah. He's been cleared to play, and he is that Percy Harvin type.
Right.
If you've seen Percy at Florida and the things that he did as far as running the ball and – catching it and things of that nature, I think Ty Montgomery will be, because losing that the Taylor as the running back, Stephon Taylor kind of going to take some carries away, so they go probably have to put it up in
Taylor,
the air.
They lost it wasn't Taylor. Taylor was 2 years ago. The other kid.
Gaffney, yeah. Taylor should be getting some time right about now, man.
He was in Arizona. I don't know where.
Yeah, ho, you picked you a sleeper, buddy, because don't nobody know who he is.
And did you just yawn? Somebody yawned, so that sounded like it was a sleeper.
No, it sounded like a yawn.
Maybe it was a cameraman or somebody. I heard somebody yawn. I said, God, that is a sleeper.
Well, y'all, I was saying. All right, let's move to the NFL, man. And let's see, thus far in the preseason, we went through – weeks 1 and 2 with basically people trying to make the team. Week 3, the starters are trying to basically set your lineup. That's the only game that really counts. And we're going into week 4. But as of right now, what have you seen, Slick, in the preseason that either stood out or who stood out or whatever the case may be? What do you take from the preseason this year?
My personal opinion, I really hate preseason. Just hate it. I just think it's a waste of time. You ought to know who's going to make your roster at practice. But if we're going back to your question, the answer is I think penalties are too much in the NFL. I think by midseason they'll change that. All that hand checking and dropping the flag is just a waste of time. I mean, the networks ain't going to let you be on TV 5 hours. I mean, it pushes everything back. I mean, 60 Minutes got to come on, all them shows. They paying big money for 60 minutes.
Yes, they are.
So we can't let the Falcons and the Saints stay on to 8 o'clock because of a bunch of penalties. So I just think the penalty things got to be eliminated, too many of them, and that's what I just dislike. And it's just going to slow the game up and just going to push all the dates back. You got your girlfriend, daughter, prom stuff going on. You ain't going to have time to go to nothing because you're waiting on the game.
They're averaging almost 30 penalties per game.
That's ridiculous. And actually should be cut in half to about 15.
Yeah, and it's when
we will see more commercials than anything, I think. So if you got a good commercial, this is the time.
It's going to kill the fantasy league because ain't nobody going to have no stats.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, all right, Miss Tiffany, what you got?
Of course, you know, I was watching my boy Peyton Manning in preseason. And, of course, he's already in midseason form, ready to go back to the Super Bowl. He completed. Let me run off these stats for you real fast.
He's going. That's right.
He completed nearly 80% of his throws. He threw for 423 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he had an interception. He also had a taunting penalty because he went after somebody because they had a late hit on Wes Welker.
It wasn't late.
Well, it was a bad hit.
It wasn't bad. Wes Welker duck.
Excuse me.
Whatever.
You can't. When Tiffany talked, let her do
thank you. Because
I appreciate
when you're talking about Bama, do I jump all over your stuff?
No, she
better start.
Well, I am now since you just threw some salt on my little
Let her run on Wes Welker.
Even still, he's part of my boy squad.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah,
but what actually impressed me.
Yeah, a poppy. Yeah, okay,
get
poppy.
A poppy. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, honey. Go ahead.
But my surprise that I was kind of shocked about in preseason was Matt Stafford of the Detroit Lions. He really wasn't passing to Calvin Johnson. He only threw one pass to him, and he actually completed 70% of his passes, had 2 touchdowns, and only 1 interception. So I'm kind of looking forward to see what Detroit may do this year.
Right. I like that's my fantasy quarterback.
Somebody better pick up Chris Durham then if he ain't throwing the ball to Calvin Johnson.
Right.
Durham's on the other side, right?
Yes.
Not worry about that because Golden Tate is over there.
Yeah. I grabbed Golden Tate in one of my leagues.
But I grabbed him in our league.
You did.
Yes, I did. All right, Mr. Hancock, what you got, bro?
Yeah, well, I like what Slick said about the penalties. I've noticed that you know, I think they've been a little heavy-handed with it.
Right.
I think they'll dial it down some. They're going to have to. That's like he said, you know, it'll be tomorrow when the game is over. The other thing I've noticed is these season-ending injuries.
That's why I hate about it, Steve. That's why I just think we shouldn't do it. Right, I think the football season should start like a week or two before Labor Day.
It's tough, man, especially when you lose, you know, primary defensive players.
Absolutely.
In preseason.
Right.
That hurts.
The Rams losing a quarterback, you know, however good he was.
Hey, Steve, you know what's fun that you say that, but I think if they eliminate that and go to the 18-game schedule, that would take place.
They could because you only have 2 preseason games.
Right, and then you start the season like mid-August as opposed to Labor Day.
You can keep it pushed back. You can start the season at the same time.
Shorten the preseason.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're adding 2 games, so you just shorten the preseason.
But see, you're doing it during baseball season. I think if you do it in February, you're really hurting
basketball.
Well,
he's saying keep it like it is, just shorten it by 2 games. Yeah. Start at the same time.
Because you're going to add those 2 games to the regular season schedule.
Right, okay. I got you now. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Because the Super Bowl's in February now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing, the question is at quarterback. When you look at RG3, you know, you're looking at is he really going to be the answer for Washington? You know, and you can also see the media kind of spin these things.
Absolutely.
What's funny to me is you can listen and they'll say how my man Manziel did good against the second team, but the other guy played against the first team. But then the same token, you'll turn around and say, well, RG3 is not looking as good as Cousins, but Cousins coming in looking good against the second team, which is the same thing you just downgraded Manziel for. And it happens all over. It's just like whatever way they want to spin it, they'll do it. Again, if you're going to say on one hand that one guy's stats are padded because he's not playing against the first team, you got to say it all the way around.
Right.
So that's the only thing I see about that. But like I said, you got quarterback situations in Cleveland and Minnesota and now in the Rams. Even in New York, you know, Mike Vick took a lot of heat because they said he didn't compete for the job, you know. But, I mean, he's in like a catch-22. What does he do? Go out and, you know, campaign for the job. He'll look bad doing that. Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter what he did. But those are things I've seen, you know, throughout the first part of the season. And, you know, Manziel has really dominated the whole preseason headlines when you look at it. Everybody's waiting to see the most, you know, highly rated, preseason game in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some of the things I've seen, you know. Looking forward to a big year.
All right, D-Will, what you got?
Man, basically, how the college game is interjecting itself into the NFL game. Like, the running back is becoming obsolete. What we're watching is Pac-12 football all over the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all it is. It's, yeah, it's really spread them out and throw it around. Yep. Spread them out and throw it around. And, like, you got really good players. Running back used to be the number one position in football.
It really did.
Like, that was the marquee player. That was the player. It was the Walter Paytons, the Jim Brown.
Not no more.
All the big names were running backs.
Yes, they were.
Now, with all the specialized offenses and all these geniuses at offensive coordinators, they have taken the running back position and made it obsolete. There was not a running back taken in the first three rounds of the two rounds of the draft. And he was went, what, Sankey went late second round?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what is going on with the running back position in the NFL that's changing it? Is it, but like you said, we talked about the penalties. All the penalties are coming on basically who? Wide receivers coming across the middle.
Yep.
Defensive backs on pass interferences.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the flags are.
That's where the flags are.
So I'm saying
tight
what?
Tight end down the scene.
So what are we trying to do in the NFL? Are we turning this into a flag football 7-on-7? We just going to throw it all around the field? Or are we going to keep the essence of football, pound, smash mouth? And that's why I love my Alabama Crimson Tide.
So only,
because we play football.
Right. You only got like two teams that really smash mouth, if you want to say smash mouth. And they both play in the NFC West.
Yeah.
San Francisco and Seattle.
Yep.
And I think Seattle this year will start to let Russell be more of a quarterback.
Yeah, they're going to open him up a little bit.
Right,
start to open up a little bit.
Well, they're going to have to because they got to pay.
I have on my fantasy team.
They got to pay him.
You took Russell?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying they're going to have to pay him
so you
this year.
Lose
so they're going to open it up to see if he is the person that they're going to pay.
So I threw that in there. You're going to lose your first game because you played me.
Hey, D-Will.
He's starting for you?
Yeah.
You know what I think that's taking the place of running backs?
What's that?
Tight ends.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Tight ends are receivers now.
It's the Peyton Manning rule. Dink and dunk your way up the field.
Yep, that's what it is. They're taking the place of the running back.
Like, and people are saying, back to what me and Tip were arguing about a little while ago with the Wes Welker hit, people are arguing that, and it makes sense, that is Peyton Manning's fault. That pass – what Wes Welker getting hit the way he did is Peyton Manning's fault because Peyton Manning has the inability to drive the ball down the field. That neck injury and that arm strength is gone in Peyton Manning. I'm sorry, Tip. He can't push the ball down the field. So they dink and dunk, and everybody knows it. So they're waiting on these little small slot receivers, the Danny Amendolas, the Wes Welkers, to come across the middle and get their head knocked off. That's why you're seeing all those injuries on slot receivers. In a little while, you're going to see the slot receiver be a nonchalant person in the NFL. It's coming.
Boys, I mean, for real, because shoot, one more hit, Welker need to retire. I mean, he's going to get another concussion. It's over.
And playing with Peyton Manning, he is going to catch another one of those hits.
Oh, yeah, this season, quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
Y'all don't talk about my fantasy players like that. Please.
I'm sorry, man, but
we're just keeping it real.
Hey, but on that Peyton Manning thing, y'all know why they got the flags out, right?
Yeah, I know.
Do we need to expound on that?
Just hey, fans need to know. We know, but the fans need to know.
It's the second time they changed the rule.
They changed the rule because Peyton Manning said, they won't let my receivers off the line. They too physical.
Yep.
They hold it.
They hold it.
And when my boy speaks, they listen.
They listen.
What? What? That's power.
They did the same thing with New England. Remember when New England did that to him?
Tom Brady, man.
I'm saying with New England. Remember when
my boy
Troy Vincent and all
them,
they were
Seattle made them change their rule.
They were mugging. Right. Next year, they changed their rule.
They say Seattle made them change their rule.
Yeah, Seattle did make them change.
Hey, but
they
listen,
punked him though.
What's the rule right now? 5 yards?
You can't touch him after five.
Listen, it's gonna be 3 after a while. Watch, you're gonna get 2 steps off the line of scrimmage. You're no longer gonna be able to touch the wide receiver. You're gonna be able to not bump the tight end soon.
Oh man, they might as well just put flags on. Come on,
that's
come
what I'm
on.
It's,
let's
it's
stop.
It's turning into 7-on-7.
Like that's terrible.
Speaking of that, the Patriots just traded for a tight end. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers earlier today.
Okay.
Let y'all know. But this is what I've taken from the preseason. Colin Kaepernick. Mm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take over
that. The spread offense in the pistol was great 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is spreading you out, and that was just probably a phase. Russell Wilson has shown that he can actually play quarterback without the spread or whatever
they do.
Driving
down the field.
And the pistol thing. But Kaepernick has failed to show that he can actually be a quarterback without that type of offense. Now, we all know Harbaugh chose Kaepernick over Alex Smith.
Yes.
And I think it is so much going on in San Francisco that this is going to be Harbaugh's last year.
I agree.
What?
Because
you think so?
Kaepernick is not going to live up, because he hangs his hat on him.
Yeah.
He's basically just hanging his hat on Kaepernick.
He gave him $100
million. $100 million.
And this is the thing, though. This is, you know, this is the thing that I'm thinking about. If Harbaugh does not return to San Francisco, we all know, or I think, Miami is going to be all over him.
Oh, yeah.
But as Slick has stated on many occasions, if the Falcons go 8-8, Mike Smith is out of here. Right?
You think so? I mean, Arthur Blank is so in love with him, though.
Arthur Blank got that ticket in the little strong box. Just yeah. Wait.
Did you do it? Okay, because yeah, he just seemed like he's so in love with him.
Didn't he give them like an ultimatum this year? Like,
if we're going to talk about the fact, can I say one thing?
Yeah, get him.
Go for it.
Do y'all know Danny Green when he said that one thing? You are what you thought you were.
Right? Yeah.
You can't go out and say that you're going to be tough.
Yeah. Right.
Toughness ain't something that I can just say I'm tough.
I'm right. Tough.
Oh, you can say it.
You can say it, but that don't mean you tough.
It don't mean nothing.
Yeah, right. It don't, I mean, until you get hit in the mouth.
All that stuff about coming out, talking about we tough and all that, to me, you got to be what you are. And the Falcons, to me, are a finesse football team that can score a lot of points and come up with some key turnovers. That's how they went to the playoffs deep.
Right.
Exactly.
12-4 season.
Yeah.
But to go out and start fighting and all that, that's not their character. That's right. Just like me acting like Slick, calling all them hunters, saying, look here, I'm Slick Money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can't use this game.
Right. You Slick Money game.
Yeah. That's the Hancock something else, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
It's like me trying to save the world, and Hancock is a hero.
Hey, Slick ain't saving the world. He's saving something else.
Really?
Captain Sabo.
Really?
Captain Sabo.
Don't work like that. What I'm saying is,
well, y'all a hot mess.
You got to be what you are.
Right.
You got to do what? You got to stay in your what?
Lane.
Stay in your lane.
Hey, Steve, my question to you, have any team did good after the Hard Knocks?
No.
After being on Hard Knocks.
They have not.
I don't think no team actually did well.
That's why nobody ever wants to do it.
Yeah.
They should know. Because remember,
Dallas had the team.
I mean, Cincinnati did decent.
Yeah, Cincinnati went to the playoffs.
I think they were
9-7. So I'm saying that's a Super Bowl for Cincinnati.
If I was about to say that, it really was.
Decent. But back to what I was saying. And y'all see where I was going with that. Right?
But I think I'm a little higher on Kaepernick than you are, but because I think that he didn't have any weapons to stretch the field.
Right.
Their deepest receiver, the only one who could get deep, was a tight end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and now they brought in at least Stevie Johnson, who can take the top off a little bit.
Right,
so that's going to help open up some if you can run some to clear those zones. I think they got to, make him, shrink the field for him.
Yeah,
he can't go to his second and third and fourth reads. He's got to go maybe one or two and get out of there.
But how are you going to pay somebody $100 million and they can't go to their third read? That's your franchise quarterback.
That part right there.
Well, I mean, one other thing that he brings that other quarterbacks can't.
Oh, he has intangibles.
And he can, he can get you 40 yards on this
he
play.
Can do
he
that.
He can turn a game around like that. And that's the key. He's just like what Mike was for us with the Falcons.
Right, and he can put fans in the seats, too.
Personally, for the ladies, he puts the fans in the seats because he's fine.
What is he?
Wow. Shout out to my ladies. He is fine.
F-I-N-E.
Shoot, I don't have to put a Y up in there. He's so fine. F-Y-I-N-E. He is
You got some crickets?
Yeah, I had some.
He's a nice looking kid.
You got some crickets?
And you can't knock him for that.
I ain't see nobody can't get it.
But back to what you're saying. I think Harbaugh stays in San Francisco.
You think so?
Yeah, he's a good coach, man.
Yeah, he's a good coach, but they got a lot going on out there, man, with their family.
Oh, Harbaugh's leaving. He's going to leave this year.
I think San Francisco run has stopped Steve. I just don't think you can go 4 or 5 straight. That's hard to do, man.
Yeah, I think it's
they're going to be in the Alabama club.
They're going to Alabama club. That's right, Steve.
Look at defense.
I just think the West is so strong, and I just think that I don't think San Francisco go.
I agree with you. I think it's over for him, too.
It's hard, though.
It's hard. If you're talking about four. That's tough, man.
It's hard. It's good run. All right, man. It's time for the Jewel to take over this sports thing.
Boy, stop.
Yes, sir.
Is this a donut break right now? Do I take the donut break?
Yeah. Jewel, go get mad if you listen to her.
Oh, I got to listen to Jewel, my little sister. Come on, girl. She got that nice shirt on today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think she knew that the cameraman was going to be here.
That's what it was.
Well, I had an email that said it was going to be a camera in my face.
So you went to push up bra.
Did you tell me to wear this last week? You told me how to dress for the
camera. I told you to pull your hair open so.
Hey, I don't think I zip open.
Wow. Started
music, man.
Hey, man. Steve said start the music.
It is time for Miss Tiffany to Jewel of Sports with the word on the
screen. Come on,
baby.
Jewel.
Let's do it, man.
Yep, yep. Welcome back to season two of The Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. Yes, we are happy to be back on the street, bringing you the ice cold facts, the athlete word on the street, and the hot rumors on the street. And tonight's word is sponsored by StreamATL.net because the SRT crew is doing big things in the studio. It's lights, camera, action up in here, baby.
Woo!
All right, let me jump into these ice cold facts. NFL season is back, and the Dallas Cowboys are the NFL's most valuable franchise again for the eighth consecutive year.
How about them Cowboys?
They are worth $3.2 billion.
8-8, four straight years.
Right, that all right,
part. We need to say all that.
All right, I got another ice cold fact for you. We are in the middle of the WNBA playoffs right now, and Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury put down the first two-handed slam in WNBA playoff history. She stole a pass versus the Los Angeles Sparks and jammed it home and even hung on the rim.
That dude, that boy bad.
Man, she hung on that rim like,
y'all, hey, Steve, Micah say I'm cold, ain't Damn.
Y'all so mean. My last ice cold fact for you. I got a college football ice cold fact for you. We've been talking about Alabama and all that. Alabama, Roll Tide, they have been ranked one or two in the polls for this is the fifth straight year. The record is six, held by Ohio State, and that run was from 1954 to 1959.
We'll get that thing back next year, but we'll be right there.
Boy, stop.
I thought you might like that, D.
I love it,
baby. Boy, stop.
Hey, talk. See them sweet nothings in my ear.
I got a little bit of athlete word on the street for you. We're going to talk a little bit about some NBA people. Chris Bosh, he is releasing a necktie line called Mr. Nice Tie. So those of you that like to wear ties, his ties are pretty nice. I checked them out. Yeah, it's going to be a nice little line.
Tell me with a smiley face on it?
No, it's not going to be a smiley face. They're just that's just the name of the line. There's just a bunch of fashionable ties. He likes fashion, and so they're some real nice ties.
But just to throw a little tidbit in there with her, him and Dwayne Wade actually going into business. Dwayne Wade got a sock line.
There you go.
Dwayne Wade had a house full of clothes last week.
Did he?
His
ex-wife.
She was sitting on the corner on the street with a sign saying, I'm Dwayne Wade's ex-wife and I'm homeless.
But what happened to all that checks she was getting? What'd she do with those?
Yeah, you know what she did with.
Right, exactly. Hey, so she can stay homeless.
Why she can't come and be on the crew with us?
Because I don't want nobody with that type of mentality around our goodness.
They saw her on Bankhead like 3 weeks ago.
Hey, I saw it. I saw Lennox Mall panhandling change.
Man, y'all need to stop playing. That's a decent looking woman. Come on.
What? You ain't seen that picture.
No, I have not seen.
If you don't have the mentality when you get an NBA checks from an NBA player, if you ain't got the mentality to put some of that money away, and you stand on the corner with a homeless sign, you have issues.
And you ain't got your kids.
Like you got issues. Like she don't even have custody. Come on, she has issues.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I got some more athlete word on the street for you. The brand Under Armour is looking to outbid Nike to sign Kevin Durant to a massive endorsement deal. The deal on the table with Under Armour is between $265 and $285 million over 10 years.
Shut up.
The deal includes Under Armour stock and other incentives, such as a community center built in his mother's name. Nike's offer to him would give him a base and a minimum royalty guarantee that would equal no less than $20 million a year. But Under Armour's offer seems a lot better. And since he's been on Jay-Z's Roc Nation, he's been dropping everybody left and right and picking up new sponsors. I mean, he actually also quit playing for Team USA in the FIBA World Cup and said that he wants to basically focus on preparing for this upcoming season.
Hey.
And with him, his first time doing that, I mean, he really may be about to do some things.
Oh, can I have a question for you?
Yes.
Why are they giving him that money and somebody that should go to Westbrook?
That's a good question.
Because he's the alpha dog. Is that correct?
Hold on. Who give it? That's Under Armour.
That's Under Armour.
But they should give some of that money to Westbrook because he's the main man on their team.
They got
to
offer it to him, I guess.
I mean, yeah, maybe they don't feel
But my thing on it, if he's going to get that, what is LeBron worth?
LeBron will make $30 million from Nike this year. And they are the only two players that make far more from endorsement deals than playing basketball.
Yeah, because the shoe contract kind of went down after this.
Yeah, LeBron getting $30 million from Nike this year.
I just think that's a disservice to Westbrook for what he's done for his team.
But, I mean, that's his personal.
Yeah,
I understand. But what I'm saying is that he, to me, is a superstar of that team.
But,
oh, I agree.
But let
me
put it to you like this. Being the superstar of a team, that's one thing. But you have to be a superstar off the court as well.
He ain't got no swag.
Listen, Westbrook has an attitude problem. Kevin Durant is a nice guy that could be the forefront of somebody's company. Yeah. Westbrook can't be the forefront of nobody's company.
I agree with that much.
But that's why Jordan, that's why Kevin got the money.
Durant is the MVP.
Exactly. But that's why Westbrook not going to get nothing like that, because he's too much of a hothead. He don't have the calm,
professional demeanor. And then when the season starts, Westbrook going to take over.
Over.
I mean, yeah, that's
absolutely.
That dog in him now, but yes, he won't get that acclaim till he leave, till one of them leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to break up.
That's the problem,
right? But I got a few hot rumors on the street for you. A hot rumor in the NFL from the Washington Redskins camp is that RG3 is not grasping the offense like he should, and he may not be the starter for long. So don't be surprised if you see him on the bench. Those of you that are fans,
that's what I called you when the show started. Right? I called you RG3, right?
HR3.
That means that he will be here soon. Pull up another chair. He be sitting between D. Will and Horace.
And
I think he need a new hairstyle.
Yeah, I think he need to change his image.
Is
man.
That,
he
is look, that
he that's
does.
What the problem is?
He
right
really
now.
Does. He that, need to cut that,
that
off. The braids got to go.
Nasty stuff.
Yeah, yeah, them
look like old dog from South Minister Society.
He look like
locks and braids. I don't know what he got.
Really?
Y'all hard on the ball.
Absolutely. New hairstyle, man.
Yeah. Clean yourself up, bro. You got millions.
For real. All right, another hot rumor on the street for you. With quarterbacks going down during preseason, the Philadelphia Eagles are open to trading Mark Sanchez since he's the third quarterback on their list. Geno Smith is the starter, and then Mike Vick is second. So they are open to trading Mark Sanchez right now. And Mark Sanchez is not happy about that. He does not want to be traded, especially to the St. Louis Rams. He specified that. So
I didn't even know he was still in New York.
He's not. He's in Philly.
Oh, okay, Philly. Okay.
So, all right. And then my last hot rumor on the street for you. Josh Shaw, the team captain and cornerback for USC, suffered two sprained ankles on Saturday night and told everyone that he got injured jumping off a second-floor balcony to save a 7-year-old who was drowning in a pool. But now, more of that story is actually coming out, and TMZ says that someone actually called police that night to report a suspicious person shimmying down the side of a building in downtown L.A. near USC. When cops arrived and got descriptions of the person, the description that was given matched Shaw, and a woman in the apartment complex said that Shaw was her boyfriend. The LA Daily News has a story out that's saying that Shaw and his girlfriend actually got into a fight that night, an argument, and she called the cops, and he was trying to get away and just jumped off her balcony trying to run away, and that's how he sprained his ankles. But either way, he's stupid, and he's not playing.
TMZ need to stay out of folk business.
Don't they?
Yeah.
And get your own business.
That part, that's their business. They stay in everybody else's business.
I know Michael Jordan glad they went around.
He is too happy. And you know what? That's your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. And we sponsored by StreamATL.net. Lights, camera, action up in here, baby.
Who we sponsored by?
StreamATL.net. Lights, camera, action up in here, baby. And lights, SRT camera, crew, we doing action. Big things.
And who runs that?
StreamATL.net by Chad.
Chad, okay, I want to make sure we throw Chad's name in there. Hey, Chad, what's happening? Dinner's on you, Chad, next week. We like Chipotle, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All day long. All right, so we got this new segment. We got Football 101 with Miss Tiffany, the Jewel of Sports. And basically, this is for all the women who just
don't know.
Yeah, who need to. To be honest, I'm in.
True that.
Wow. And just when you're finished, I have something else that women should need to know, too.
That works.
Yeah, because yeah, you're right. It's going to be a whole new line of Michael Sam's watching football, so they need to know.
They
yeah.
do. And y'all feel free to jump in at any time if you feel like you need to add something to what I say.
Steve go ad lib.
Okay,
so
that works.
We go roll with it like that.
All right.
So this is Football 101. Here we go. Let me see. Hold on. All right, there we go.
Okay, ladies, the Jewel of Sports is about to help you run game on any football-loving man in the world.
Stop.
I'm going to give you some football basics to where you can actually watch football with a man and know a little bit about what's going on to where you can have a little conversation with him and have that man all over you.
Wow.
So, first of all, you should know that offense and defense are the teams on the field making plays that create the football game. Each team has 11 players on the field at one time, so there'll be 11 players on the offensive side and there'll be 11 players on the defensive side. Everybody got that so far? Y'all with me? Okay.
Oh, and all females play center.
Don't listen to D-Will. Okay. Offense is the side that has the ball that's trying to score the touchdown. They have 5 offensive linemen whose primary job is to block. They consist of the center.
That's you.
2 guards and 2 tackles. Then there are wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs, and their job is to advance the ball. then the last person, that's the quarterback, and he receives the ball from the center, and he's the one that's running the show. He's the one that's throwing the ball downfield or handing it off to the running back. Y'all got that? Okay, cool. Let's jump to defense. They don't have the ball.
No, you need to say something about the line.
No,
there has to be 7 men on the line at all times.
Okay, wow.
You're getting technical on it.
Well, yeah.
You get this one-on-one. That's
right, you said
two
technical. I said there are 5 offensive linemen.
Yeah, I'm just saying on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's 201.
That's 201. Yeah, you're right.
No, but they're going to ask you why they got some people standing back here. There are always 4 people behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay. Tell them to tune in next week.
Tune in next week. Y'all got to get
explained. Yeah, because that uses some explaining.
Yeah, but tell them also that they dropped the handkerchief and what that means. You know, when they.
But this week, we're only talking about offense, defense. Like, this is basic.
Oh, just offense, defense.
I'm not getting too technical. I have to start with the basics. They don't even know. They're looking at the screen. They don't even know who on the field right now.
Okay,
they got to know the offense and defense are the ones they're looking at on the field, moving the ball up and down.
Right. You're the center.
They got to know the basics.
And you're the center.
Right, and
the ball is under the center. He's hiking it to the quarterback. They need to know those basics.
And then both teams got different colors.
She need to know the. I mean, to keep the nacho bowl full,
Steve,
and keep my drink ready.
Make sure your fellas always have their beers and keep the nacho bowl full.
And then if the game get boring, you can always do fellatio.
Oh! Y'all all know what Slick Money like during whenever.
No,
so,
I'm just saying.
So if the Falcons or the Titans losing, y'all know how to make him happy, okay?
Really?
Can I get the defense or y'all going to?
Go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead, Miss Tiffany.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tiffany.
Just I'm sorry, ladies. Ladies, I'm sorry if you got confused by all the extraness that's going on.
They're not confused about fellatio. They know what fellatio is.
Okay. Now, defense. They are guarding the offense and trying to stop them from scoring. The defense stops the offense by either getting an interception, which means when the quarterback from the offense throws the ball, the defense basically catches it and they're running the other way. They can either stop the offense by making them fumble the ball or by stopping them from getting a first down. A first down is when the offense goes 10 yards in 3 tries. So if the offense doesn't go 10 yards in 3 tries, the defense gets the ball. That means when special teams comes on, they punt the ball and then defense gets it.
Special teams cover next week.
Yes, we cover special teams next week.
Just know you the center.
The defensive players consist of 2 safeties and 2 cornerbacks that guard mostly wide receivers, 2 outside linebackers that line up with the tight ends, a middle linebacker. He is known as the quarterback of the defense. They basically line up in the middle of the defense, and they must stop the running back and rush the quarterback to try and take him down. And when they try to rush the quarterback and take him down, that's called a sack. The defense also consists of 2 defensive ends and 2 defensive tackles that line up against the offensive line. And that's what your defense consists of.
Wow.
Wow, that was pretty good.
That's 101.
I mean, that's 101.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Like,
that was
basic.
And tell them that if they didn't understand it, just go back and replay it.
Hey, we archive these shows.
Yeah.
And you can catch the video on streamatl.net.
Wow. Boom. Oh, my God. That was pretty good.
Boom.
Hey, you should put a book out for
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
When a female is watching football, what position should she watch?
Center.
That's the only thing you need to know. If you ain't playing center, you ain't going to get in the game, baby.
And then she needs to know each team's quarterback.
Yeah, I'm the quarterback.
Oh, you are?
I stand behind you, and I say hype.
You want me to mute his mic?
Please mute his mic.
Tiffany, are you finished?
If you want me to talk about special teams, I can, but.
I thought this next week.
Let's do that next week.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was a handful for a lot of folks.
Yeah, but that's also, football 101, offense and defense. That's who's running shows on when you see it on the screen. The two teams on the screen, offense has the ball, defense does not have the ball. Defense is trying to stop the offense.
There you go.
Ladies, go get you a man with those football 101 basics.
And one last thing we have to do. We have to let the ladies. A touchdown is not 7 points.
And I had a lady.
Six.
I had a lady say to me yesterday, "Why is a touchdown 6 points? That's stupid. Why isn't it just 1 point?"
What
I said, I love my ladies.
What
I
is
love them.
What is a field goal?
A field goal. Well, a field goal after a touchdown is 1 point, but a regular field goal is 3 points.
Okay, and what's a safety?
A safety is 2 points.
Okay, but they have to know that.
But not right now, because that's too technical right now.
Well, scoring was cool.
Because she's going to act, and then she can always walk around in something sexy in case the game is boring.
And Steve, what beverage you like to drink?
Something brown. Look cool.
Good food.
Good food and some Victoria's Secret attire, according to who your team is.
She could just wear that jersey you got on.
Oh, absolutely.
And play center. That,
center.
Hey, Tiffany. Thanks for the football.
Thank you.
Let's
get Tiffany a book. I think she should write a book, too.
I think Tiffany should write a book,
too. I would buy that book, seriously.
So, I can school you on some things.
Hey, y'all want to go outside and play some two-hand touch?
Really?
I'm quarterback. Tips the center.
D.
It done went left.
D. Will. Give me my hat back.
Man, that pink Moscato just done.
Do dudes drink pink Moscato?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He's securing his manhood.
He's the first guy I've seen drink pink Moscato.
He's securing his manhood, bottles, baby.
Whole thing.
Really? Is it sweet?
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's nice. Oh, my God.
Just like a white guy.
Like, what person don't drink wine?
Hey, before we get into our picks, I just got some questions to ask. And
yes.
We just go flip around the table.
It's been a while, y'all. We going off subject. It's been a while since we've been together, man.
So, real quick, in 30 seconds, let's see if we can answer this.
Sure.
D. Will Alabama bounce back this year and get to the championship game? 30 seconds.
Yes. The reason I say they will, and this is not coming from a fan's point of view, this is coming from my analytical point of view. The reason I say they will get there because they have the prototypical team to win championships. They have a solid offensive line, a killer running game, and a lockdown defense. We have unproven players on defense, but every year in every college program is turnover. Can your turnover make things happen? And we've been proven in the last 6 years that when we have turnover, we produce. That's why we recruit 5 stars.
All right. Hancock. Bill O'Brien, Houston, Texas, new coach. What would he do this year to get them back on track with a 2-win season from last year? Andre Johnson don't want to be there.
Right.
Arian Foster stays hurt, and they lost Ben Tate to Cleveland.
I think what he's going to have to do is reel it in. They got to be more of an Alabama-style football team.
Okay.
They don't have a quarterback that can push the ball downfield. Andre Johnson getting a little long in the tooth. They do have some wide receivers that can stretch the field. But I don't think that the offense is up to a playoff-style offense right now. They're going to have to rely on the J.J. Watt. They're going to have to rely on my man from
Jadeveon
to be a factor. And if they sneak into the playoffs, I don't think they'll make much noise. But I think him starting to get them back into a more of a physical style of football, the way they were 2 years ago, in a year or two, maybe they'll start making noise and probably get back on track. But I don't see anything happen in the meantime, not this year.
That defensive line is –
It's going to be good, but I think they'll be on the outside looking in as far as playoffs.
I agree.
Okay, Ms. Tiffany. WNBA, the Dream is playing tonight. A chance to go or to advance. They're tied 1-1 with Chicago. What do you think happens in this game?
They winning.
They go win?
Yeah, just like they do every year.
Your girl Angel dropped 39 in game.
She's a beast mode.
I was going to see if you were going to ask anybody at this table to name at least 3 Dream players.
I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that because we can't get but one out. Angel McCartney.
I can get two.
Shoney Shimmel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from Louisville.
Yeah. Well, to bust your bubble, they lost by one.
They're out.
They lost by one?
81-80. Yeah.
Then you know what? They need to rebuild. They need to fire the entire coaching squad because it's the third year in a row that they've either went to the playoffs or went to the finals and lost.
Right.
Like this year, they should have won a championship. Like I'm pissed right now.
Yeah. Because I'm saying, had they won the East every year?
They won the East every year. Like I'm pissed right now. They should have won.
They had home court advantage.
They had it this year.
Yeah. Only year they had it.
I mean, come on. They really should. And then with Shoni Shimmer, the way she's been playing, she's been in beast mode. I mean, killing it. I mean, she's, oh my gosh. Like, they Atlanta squad this year, the squad they had, they should have won a championship. I'm in disbelief right now.
Yeah,
like I really can't believe that just happened.
My bad, I ain't mean it.
We really watched WNBA.
Had some adversity though with Mike Cooper,
That's what I'm saying. That's why they really should have got over the hump and they should have won the championship this year. I would have banked on that. I'm pissed right now. Dang, you just killed me.
They lost by one.
81.
Ooh, I'm hot.
80.
At the house.
At the house.
Up the street.
Up the street.
I thought they went up there. They won the second game and lost.
I'm hotter than fish grease.
They lost the first game here.
Oh, right. And then they went and won.
Yeah.
I'm hotter than fish grease right now.
I missed the second. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah. Angel dropped 39.
Yeah, she dropped 39.
I guess she didn't drop 39. All right, Slick. ATL, baby. What them Falcons going to do this year?
You asking me that?
I mean,
with all that Tennessee Titans gear on.
Really? honestly, I think the offense will score a lot of points.
Well, hold on. First of all, let me stop you.
Yeah, please.
Excuse me. For everybody who don't know, Slick has Roddy White and Julio Jones on his fantasy football team.
Both of them.
So, as much as he may hate the Falcons and all that trash,
he's a real boy.
I answered the question.
He's an undercover fan.
Yeah, he is an undercover fan for real. Because
thing he said is, hey, Hart. Hey, when Matt Ryan throw the touchdown, I'm going to get points. Are you going to throw the right of your Julio?
Wow.
Well, since
I didn't know you had them both.
You got them both.
Yeah, since Harris,
and bragging.
Yeah, since Harris interrupted me. And
you
I couldn't
make a trade?
I couldn't get my shine on.
Oh, we finna see what you finna say now.
No, I mean, since Harris said that, I'm picking them to go all the way. Shit. If they're in my fantasy league, I need both of them boys with MVP.
You need them with MVP.
No, seriously, I truly believe that they – I like New Orleans to win a division.
Okay.
I truly believe the Falcons are going to put up a lot of points. Close games, they can't stop nobody. And they could finish 9-7, 10-6, maybe. I can't see no 12-4 or 11-5. Tough schedule.
10-6 is a lot for Atlanta.
Exactly. I think it's a lot, too.
I think that's pushing it for
I said 10-6, 9-7.
Yeah.
That don't get you in the wild card. This was crazy, Steve.
7-9.
I truly believe y'all might hurt me on this one here. The West gonna get two, maybe three teams in. They gonna beat up on each other.
We talked about that. Remember?
They'll beat up on each other, but they'll run the table there about
it. We talked.
You
saying
Arizona and
Seattle and San Fran can go, but I think San Fran getting knocked out.
All three of them ain't getting
in. All right, well, two I'm going, and I'm promise you, Arizona or either Seattle's
one
going.
One of them
get the wild card.
Wow, that's good. All right, well. Let's get on to our picks. I hope everybody ready.
I need some music for you. Give me some music for you. Yeah, give me some music. Hey, that's my.
Hey, boy, where my boy been?
Junebug is here.
Junebug.
It is time for the Mighty Dog picks, baby. Is Buddy them here this year?
Buddy them always here, baby.
Everybody got to have a sponsor. I got my sponsor.
Buddy them fashion, baby.
Even though stream.
300 locations throughout the Atlanta area.
Yeah, but.
Just be still. We'll come to you.
I love it, Hancock. I love it.
Hey, you miss Junebug.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Junebug.
Hey, Junebug.
Junebug in the building.
That's my boo. I miss him.
That sick dog.
That sick dog, Miss D.
No, that dog drinks pink Moscato.
No, that dog drink that pink in the cup.
Hey. All right, Slick. Let's start it off, baby. Give us your Mighty Dog pick of the week and your sponsor. Well, let's do it.
My sponsor is not by streamatl.net. Chad, what's up? You still good? I'm going with Coca-Cola. We in the home of the South, and this is where the headquarters for Coca-Cola. Please go get you one. Get one with your name on it. You know you're good when you can get a can with your name on it or your girlfriend's name. I'm giving you this pick here. Go to the bank. This is your cat bill, children in college. If you ain't paid your house note in 2 months, this is time to make up. I'm going against my homeboys. I'm taking Utah State +7, going to Knoxville, and they could almost get the win.
Chuck it, baby.
Chuck.
That's a good pick.
I'm taking Utah State +7. I hope the people in Knoxville are not mad at me. I still love, I bleed orange and white.
That's why I'm shocked you went against your home.
But I ain't stupid.
You're right. You're not.
Hello. So write this down. Take Utah State +7. Tennessee gets the win. They could get upset, but I'm taking Tennessee to win the game, but it's going to be tight. So take Utah State +7.
All right. My pick of the week is sponsored by Tiffany & Company, where the color of love doesn't always have to be red. It could be Tiffany Blue, where diamonds are a girl's best friend. And my pick of the week, Marshall is playing Miami, Ohio, and I'm picking Marshall over them. They got the spread is at -24, and Marshall's going to put a ton of points on the board. So I'm definitely rocking with them. So if you want some money, rock with me because Marshall's about to.
So that's Marshall. How many points they giving up?
24. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, so watch
that. So that must be at
Take
Marshall.
That to the bank.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And now for the Buddy Them Fashion Pick of the Week. I'm going to stay a little closer to home. We're going to take the Georgia Bulldogs -7.5 against Clemson. I think this is the year that, you know, with not so many expectations on Georgia that they normally get, I think they might make a little noise here. So look for Georgia to run it down Clemson's throat. I think Clemson's coming in with new quarterback.
you know, lost Sammy Watkins in like a rebuilding.
Right.
I think they're ranked a little bit higher than they should be. And I think Georgia's, you know, with Georgia, they both. The problem with Georgia and Clemson is they get disqualified players every year. So, you know, I just think Georgia comes out on top of this. Man, it's 7.5.
Cool.
On me?
All right. Well, this is very simple.
Oh, man, just say Bama.
Okay. But I got to give my sponsor.
Yeah, you got to have a sponsor.
My sponsor is my weed man.
Your weed guy. Damn.
Because he has been awesome to me lately. So I would keep it real. My sponsor is my weed man. I appreciate you, brother. I
Do
love
he have
you.
A name?
Nah, I can't tell you that, but he know who he is.
Where's his address so I can get some weed?
Nah, just call me. I got you.
Okay. DB, I need you.
I got you. I got you. But I'm taking Bama. It's week one.
Who they playing against?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. And what's the spread?
I don't even know. Don't care.
Steve, can we get a spread? Somebody got to have a spread.
I think it's like 17, if I'm not mistaken.
21?
No, I don't think it's that high.
If you move on, I'll find out to you.
Yeah, we'll catch it.
Okay, let's go to HM3.
Y'all are the same.
So he said Bama.
Yeah, Bama, whatever the spread is.
Steve going to get his at. HM3, go ahead.
All right. This week. My sponsor will be Wally World.
Wally World?
The neighborhood store. Yeah, it's Walmart, neighborhood store.
Okay.
We call it Wally World in the hood.
So you see, Walmart is the store, though?
Yeah.
Okay, that's they.
They provide me with all kind of little integral things. Could go in and grab me a Starbucks refresher real quick. But they on point, though, so I love Wally World. This week, the pick of the week for me would be UCLA -21 against Virginia. Virginia been sucking for the last 3 years. And I think...
Is that at Virginia?
It don't matter.
Oh, it matters.
Yeah, I think it is at Virginia.
It's on the road.
That's a lot of points for a road game crawling cross country.
Yeah.
But Harris could be right. I just think that's a lot of points.
They probably there now, though.
Yeah. Okay. Steve, do you have find a spread?
Yeah, you're looking out for it now. But for all those who
26.
Ooh, I thought it was in the 20s. I did. I thought it was in the 20s. That's what I said, 21. Yeah.
I'm taking it.
So you saying Bama -26?
Yes, Bama -26. Taking that.
Against
West Virginia.
West Virginia, which is a spread offensive team.
Here in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm taking West Virginia in 26. Dear, we can put a hat on that.
Hey, you know what you're going to do? You're going to call me like, damn, D. Damn.
No, let's bet some that. Let's give me your weed man number.
I'm not giving you his number. I never give my plug away.
Really?
I love my plug.
Tell him I need a pound.
Okay.
Yeah, tell him I need a pound. I don't know how much that costs.
ATF.
Hey.
Can't say it on
before we get out of here, man, I'm going to tell y'all a joke real quick.
Please, I like to hear this joke. Let's go.
Yeah, before we dip up out of here.
You already had your pick?
Yeah, he went with UCLA.
Yeah, what? Your weed man was talking?
Yeah, he was texting.
I was
his
thinking
weed
about
man.
Getting in the car after this show.
He was texting his weed man hard.
Anyway, so we have a couple that had been married for 30 years.
30 years, okay.
That probably won't happen again, huh?
Oh, I doubt it.
Damn,
not if Michael Sam.
Yeah, all these Michael.
Man,
Sam.
Y'all need to stay off Michael Sam. He's a good dude.
So the wife asked the husband to describe her.
Okay.
All right. Hug him and say, honey, come on now. You are my ABCDFEHIJK. She asked, what the hell does that mean? He said, adorable, beautiful, cute, delightful, elegant, foxy, gorgeous, and hot.
Wow.
She smiled and said, oh, I love you too. But honey, you left off the IJK. What does that mean?
I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Was that the punchline?
That was the punchline.
I'm just kidding.
I just went off of, you know. That's
wild.
Wow.
She's a brain.
That's one-on-one football.
I mean, hey.
Hey, and he's down at Emory now. The doctor said his head swelling will go down soon.
I bet that, because he got a knock.
I was just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
That is too funny. That's crazy.
Wow.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was a good
you're
one.
Tell
that
good.
No, I'm not gonna tell it because I can't remember that, but that was pretty cool.
I can't even say adorable.
I can't even remember the alphabets. I'm telling you, I stopped out to see.
You just like I came in and knew like the punchline.
Yeah.
Just be elemental P.
Yeah. That was pretty good, though.
Just
it was very creative.
Stay in your lane.
Orange is an orange, not an apple.
Hey, know your role.
Know your role.
All right, man. I enjoyed the first episode.
First week.
We back.
Yeah, baby.
S-R-T.
You already know.
S-R-T. Yeah. S-R-T.
Come on, D-Wheel.
Drop a line, D-Wheel. Not T.
Now he can't keep that PG, but we ain't
yeah, my bad.
All right, shout out, Slick. Go ahead. What you got?
Hey, this is my shout out. I'm so happy to see my homies back in the house. The penthouse. Hancock is here. I missed him. D Wheel is here. Give a shout out to Slick Money and the Lady Z Show tomorrow night. We be doing it again right here, talking about love and relationship. Damn sports. Sports ain't say no better. But we sure trying to say something about his marriage. Tiffany need a boyfriend. So that's my job.
No, I don't. I don't need nothing but God.
You need Micah Sam.
I need God. Boom.
She can get Micah Sam.
Micah Sam don't want that.
Right, Micah Sam don't want me.
You'll be surprised when she take them clothes off.
Oh, Micah Sam just made the first cut. It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Oh, it ain't
53
over.
Yet.
Come on, let's pull for Micah Sam, y'all. Come on, stop it.
All right, Tiffany, what you got to shout out?
Yes, yes. I want to shout out to all the loyal listeners that are back with us in the SRT crew. I want to shout out my boys. I missed y'all. Hancock,
yeah,
D. Wills,
what's up?
Big Ho, I love you. Slick Money, I'm glad that we back in the SRT.
Make that
I
money.
Missed y'all. I want to shout out to my girl, Ebony Maddox. Shout out to Charles E. Timbers. Shout out to my number one groupie, Mr. Big D. Holland. Number one fan, Mr. Paul Too Tall. Shout out to my girl, Jay Dawson Callie. And shout out to all the ladies that listen to the Sports Roundtable show.
What?
Ladies need to get into sports, y'all. Let's keep
they
listening.
Do.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. man. Well, first of all, man, it's good to see y'all, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, baby. Yep. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Come back and hang out with the folks.
Yeah.
But I want to give a special shout out to the Boogie.
Boogie
started school today, baby.
What's up, Boogie? Yeah. What's up?
First day, he had a Spider-Man lunchbox.
Yeah.
He had a Spider-Man backpack.
Yes.
Okay. And he was getting it.
Boogie.
That's my man, baby.
Yes.
But I want to shout out to my other two boys, too, because I don't want them to feel slighted. All of my three boys, Reggie, you included, too. So, Petey, Jalen, Reggie, and Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to y'all, boy. I love y'all.
What up, folks?
On me.
Bama.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my SRT crew, man. Felt good to be back in the penthouse tonight, man.
There you go.
Got some rejuvenation about myself. Hey, but you already know, man. I want to shout out all my folks in the 334. Shout out my team, man. K9 gang, what's happening? All my fellas out there getting it, putting in work. And I already know, man. RIP Dobe.
And a shout out to the weed man.
Oh, I already got your man shout
give out. Another shout out.
Nah, you gonna give me a deal?
Absolutely.
You gotta cut some. Better cut the deal, baby.
Absolutely.
All right, shout out to SRT crew. Glad to see y'all back, man. And as you can see, lights, camera, and action, as Miss Tiffany has been pointing out.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my main man, Chad.
Chad.
And Joe.
Chad, what's up, Chad?
StreamATL.net.
StreamATL.net. Y'all better get with it because this is how we're doing it. In the 2014, 2015, coming up live. I want to shout out to all our loyal listeners. Shout out to Roosevelt out of California.
Rose.
We finally got you back, baby. We will be putting it up for you so you can do your thing. Listen to it. And a shout out to my main man, Don, driving them trucks out there in California.
What up,
we
Don?
We got SRT.
Stay awake, Don.
Everywhere, baby. That's how we doing it.
What's up, Nika?
You know how we doing
it. Hey, hold on. Time out. Rewind. You say Don drive trucks from California?
In California.
Oh, I need to put him into my weed, man.
Boy, stop. He going straight to prison.
Do not pray get my boy Don prayer. Locked up. Don, don't get involved.
My fault, Don.
Yeah, we ain't finna do it like that. So, but that was all the shout outs I got. And you already know how we do it like we did it last time. Hancock, let's get it.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
The Jeweler Sports is leaving the building.
Slick Money, love you guys. Find your church home. Keep up with the team.
Bama.
And you already know, Big O from Bankhead is doing it. We live from the penthouse, 300 floor overlooking Atlanta Station, the SRT second season. And we out. Episode 43 is in the book. Peace.
Peace out.
See ya
soon.